Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, you're going to find out about Jay Ledbetter, a nice Jewish man who found Yeshua. Who is he? How did he come to know the Lord? How is God using him today? And of course, I've got great music. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon. And it's open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon to 5 o'clock. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Next up, a beautiful song from Sue Samuel, Enemies Scatter.
Flee from before you, arise. We will see the victory. Hine El Yeshua Ti. We will see the victory. Hine El Yeshua Ti. We will see the victory. Hine El Yeshua Ti. Arise, arise, O Lord, and let your
Hi, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Next, here's Kira Goldman. It ain't bad to be beautiful. Amen to that.
She could make heads turn. People might look twice. But you can be sure that if they say more than, girl, you look nice. She would look away quick. Bet you wouldn't stay long, 'cause the world says you've got to look good, but the people who do must have done something wrong. And it ain't bad to be beautiful. Jealousy may try to stain it, but it can't. And it ain't bad to be beautiful. Some may be intimidated, but it was intended and created. God's got a good style. His art is fine. It's all so unique. Have you seen his technique? He's got such a good eye for design. And it ain't bad to be beautiful. Jealousy may try to stain it, but it can't. And it ain't bad to be beautiful. Some may be intimidated, but it was intended and created. Let the devil get a good thing. He was beautiful once, as a matter of fact. Don't let the devil get your good thing, 'cause he wants what he lost, and he can't get it back. And you've got what he lost, and he can't get it back. And you gotta believe jealousy may try to stain it, but it can't. And it ain't bad to be beautiful. Some may be intimidated, but it was intended and created. You were created.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Again, that was Kira Goldman. It ain't bad to be beautiful. And now here's a word about upper cervical chiropractic. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. Look them up online at www.ucccroc.com. Tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Next up, here's a great song from Ted Pierce, Who Has Ascended.
Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound up the waters as a garment? Who has established the ends of the
Tell me if you can tell. Me, Allah, Shammai. Hey, this is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
Stay tuned for an exciting interview with Jay Ledbetter. But right now, here's Paul Wilbur with Your Great Name.
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of Your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of Your great name. Every fear has no at the sound of Your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of Your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, You are high and lifted up, and all the world will praise Your grace.
A great song. That was Paul Wilbur, and you might have recognized the voice of Sharon Wilbur also. She is Paul's daughter-in-law, and actually Sharon and Joel are expecting their first child, which is very exciting. Right now, let's hear all about Excellent Air. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840. Here's Joel Chernoff with Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai. Blessed is the Lord, Baruch Adonai, Elohim Yisrael Adonai. Blessed is the Lord, Min Ha'olam, but Ha'olam praise His name forever and again. Min Ha'olam, but Ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Hey,
so let the nation sing and praise Him. And Israel will say,
Amen.
Sing all you nations, hallelujah. And Israel will say, Amen. So let the nations
sing and praise Him.
And Israel will say,
Amen.
Sing all you nations,
hallelujah.
And Israel will say, Amen. And Israel will say, Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Min Ha'olam, Bat Ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min Ha'olam, Bat Ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Praise Him,
and Israel will say,
Amen.
Sing all you nations,
hallelujah.
And Israel will say, Amen.
So let the nations sing and praise Him,
and Israel will say,
Amen.
Sing all you nations,
hallelujah.
And Israel will say, Amen. And Israel will say, Amen.
This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings on 990 AM.
Min Ha'olam, Bat Ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min Ha'olam, Bat Ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Sing and praise Him,
and Israel will say,
Amen.
Sing all you nations,
hallelujah.
And Israel will say, Amen.
So let the nations
sing and praise Him,
and Israel will say,
Amen.
Sing all you nations,
hallelujah. And Israel will say, Amen. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom! Just a reminder that today's show is pre-recorded and there will not be a contest today. But in a few minutes, I'll be starting my interview with Jay Ledbetter, and you're going to love it. Please keep listening next week because I do plan to be in the studio and you'll have a chance to win that coupon for bagels. All right now.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammah Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
And now, here's my interview with Jay Ledbetter. You're going to love it. Jay Ledbetter, shalom. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, shalom. How are you today?
I am great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, so much better than I deserve. Thank you for asking.
Well, I was delighted to meet you at the Messianic Leaders Roundtable in Arizona, and I am so looking forward to finding out all the wonderful ways that God has blessed you.
Well, and there's so much to talk about. I'm sure we won't have time for you for all of it in this segment.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Tell me a little bit about how you were brought up and your path to finding Yeshua.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, my family, both branches of it, came to America at different times. Part of the early group that came to America came because of the kicking out of all the Jews from England back in the 1600s, and then the other half came the kicking out of all the Jews from Poland in the 1880s. And so they basically got to America and assimilated and just hit. They were tired of being persecuted. So I grew up in a family that had become quite assimilated and really did not have much religious expressions at all. I knew about God. I didn't know God. And so I attended different little things. I even attended a lot of churches because, you know, a lot of friendly, sweet people there. One day, I decided to actually read the Bible that I had in my hand. And reading the Bible is a dangerous thing. It will upset your world. And it certainly did mine, because what I did was I started reading from Genesis forward. And I was captured, I was captivated, I was drawn in by almost like its own gravitational field, if you will. The more I read, the more I had to read, and so I was ravenous, just devouring every word. And then pretty soon I went from wonderment to almost a little frustration, and dare I even say anger, because I concluded that no one had really told me the truth about God. I was reading the truth, but I hadn't been told the truth. So I can remember so clearly the day I was standing out in the yard, and I was a young man in my 20s, just really very frustrated at the whole thing, kind of shaking my fist as if that would fix things. but I continued to read, and that frustration went away because I realized that everybody, you know, has their own take, and everybody's imperfect. But I was reading about the perfect, and so I just was drawn in, and I that's where I began to know God personally, as opposed to kind of have an intellectual understanding that maybe there is a God out there.
Wow, and you didn't even know at that time that you were Jewish, did you?
No, I confronted my mom a little bit later. She'd always kind of told me that our family was was German. That would explain all the persecution and all the other kinds of things. My dad, I understood he was persecuted as a child. I got beat up pretty much every day, although I didn't even know why. I said, Mom, I've kind of done a little bit of looking around, and I don't think we're German. And she said, yeah, you're right. I just said that to try and, you know, sort of make it easier on you. So I found out what the truth was, and I said, oh, my gosh. So I wound up going to a Reformed synagogue, because that was the only one there was in our little town, met once a month. But I kept frustrating the sweet people there because, well, I keep bringing up this Yeshua guy. And they said, no, we don't believe in him. And I go, well, he's pretty clearly is the right guy. And so without much ado, they asked me that, you know, maybe I should be gone.
Move along now. Move along.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. Well, you know, it was a Reformed synagogue, so really wasn't a whole lot, frankly, of anything that was worthy of learning there. Because frankly, those sweet people, I love them, but you know, you don't even have to believe in God to attend there, or even be the leader. And I'll tell you a funny story. The rabbi was explaining the burning bush thing, and he said, well, Moses was seeing a sunset behind this bush. That's what drew him. And I thought, Rabbi, wasn't Moses 80-something years old? I mean, hadn't he seen a few sunsets? Why would this one be so spectacular if it's partially hidden by a bush? Well, oy. And so at that point, I said, eh, okay. And frankly, I thought I was the only one because I wound up going to churches, and churches didn't like me so much either, for frankly the same reason, is I would not let go of Torah, would not let go of who I was ethnically, and I would not let go of Yeshua. So I became kind of, you know, a person not very fitting in either the church or the normative synagogue. So I was kind of, in a way, homeless. And frankly, I thought I was the only one for a while. I said, that's it. I'm it. And I read the prophets were all by themselves. And I said, okay, I will be by myself. So at some point, during this process, I came to an understanding of who Yeshua was. And I said, yeah, that's the real Messiah. But yes, it's so clear. It's so obvious. And I couldn't believe that others couldn't see it. And everyone I tried to tell about it was rebuffing me. But I did come to faith. I came to not only faith in God, but faith in the entire God, even Yeshua piece of it. And so that has driven my life ever since. But it's been a little bit of a burden. Oh, and by the way, I discovered that I wasn't the only one. I did Passover every year in my home, and I would invite people from the neighborhood, and they would come, most of them believers. And one of these sweet people said, well, here, why don't we let us take you to church? And I said, well, fine, because I have been a guest, if you don't mind me saying, the token Jew in so many churches, and I'm okay with that. I love the people who love God. I'm good with that. What I didn't realize is they were taking me to someplace. They said, oh, it meets on Friday night. I said, whoa, now, wow. And Saturday morning, I said, whoa, yes, I will come. And it turned out they took me to a congregation called Roe Israel in Denver. And I can remember so vividly. It was Hanukkah time. And the rabbi was doing a message on Hanukkah. And I saw people that believed in Yeshua. I saw people that loved Torah. They sang the ancient songs. The liturgy was beautiful. And it was just, I fit in. For the first time, I can remember so vividly. I stood in the back because it was standing room only. And I wept the whole service. I was home. And I've been there pretty much ever since.
Oh, that's just so beautiful. Well, tell me a little bit about how your life changed once you fully embraced Yeshua and how God has been using you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, everything changed. You know, I got to tell you, I spent most of my youth and too doggone much of my adulthood, kicking Yeshua in the shins. I just did not live his lifestyle. I defied him. I rejected him. I did all the things that one should not do. When I finally, during this process, woke up, if you will, my soul woke up, everything changed. It went from dark to light, and I have been reading Scripture voraciously. I've worn out 7 Bibles now, and I'm doing all my research now electronically. I'm trying to save the trees. but let me tell you how God has granted me some really, you know, when you pray and you say, "Dear God, use me for the glory of your kingdom," be careful, because he'll answer that prayer in a hurry. Well, I was sitting in the congregation. Had come early because my wife was in dance ministry, and I was just trying to Friday night depressurize from a very difficult week. And so I was just sitting there all by myself in the shul, except for the dancers up front that were practicing. And this young black man walks in and sort of stands off to my left. Again, now we're the two people in the congregation. I stand up. I said, "Well, here's a new person I don't know." Stuck out my hand. I introduce myself. He introduced himself as Alex Yalenga. I said, "Ooh, you're not around from around here, are you?" And he had a slight accent, and I could tell. Turns out he's from Zambia. Alex was looking for Jews that believe in Messiah and have not let go of their Jewishness.
Really?
Yes, and he had come all the way from Zambia, Africa, trying to find such a group. Someone had told him, "Oh, they're in Denver. Go there." And so they bought him a ticket, and he showed up in Denver, stuck out my hand. And from that point, he got up and told our congregation his story, which he had come to faith, much as I had, by just reading the Bible. He had walked from his little village out in the bush of Africa into the capital city, Lusaka, 30 miles one way. And he had gone to read a Bible, and he became absolutely convicted and came to faith the same way I did. And he did that for 7 years, back and forth, until he read the entire Bible. And of course, he was kicked out of his group as well, because, well, they don't worship our God. They worship trees and other pagan gods, which is why Alex and I get along so well. We have such parallel lives. At any rate, so Alex and I began a ministry together. He's Zambia Messianic Fellowship. I do the America end of that. In fact, I've been to Zambia twice. I'm going back again this year. Alex and I have been working for 18 years together, planting congregations in Zambia, more Alex than me. My involvement has been simply arranging for speaking engagements and the like, because he tells people what's going on in Africa, and they just explode with excitement. But in last year, some amazing things happened. Two different tribes, which have been closed to any outside influences regarding anything religious, all of a sudden opened up before us. One is the Lemba tribe, who are Jews who have left Israel about 2,500 years ago. They have rejected all the messages of the church, all the messages of the synagogue, because they just couldn't swallow them. But Alex and I sat down with their leaders, and all of a sudden they said, "Oh, you're just trying to teach us how to be proper Jews who love Yeshua." And I said, "Yeah." And so they have demanded that we come back and help them. So we're going to be discipling the Lemba, which is the first time in history that's happened, best I can tell.
That's pretty exciting.
I know. And so there are tens of thousands, but even better. Alex told me about 2 years back, there was a king in Africa who had a primitive faith. Would I please come and strengthen him? And I didn't understand why I couldn't. Well, I needed to be there, but I said, "Yes, I will." So I came to Africa this last summer. I met with this king, and I can tell you it was miraculous that we met with him at all.
Bagels and Blessings, and I'm on every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m.
Trees. This is how big his tribe is. Now, he gave me more honor than I am certainly worthy of, but he was open to listen. And right now, he has demanded that I return, and Alex and I together return to tell his tribe about the message that we gave him. And so we're talking about a tribe of 400,000 that are unreached and have been unreached since, well, the beginning of time.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And here's the king saying, come to Zambia, speak to my people. And that's not the end of it. It gets better. This king said, and when you come back, I will assemble other kings for you to speak to. And so my mouth is hanging open. I don't know what's happened. I'm asking Alex. We're driving back. I'm saying, Alex, what just happened? And he says, the only thing I can think is that I'm watching the book of Acts being lived out right now, right here.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, be in prayer, please. Not only you, but all the listeners, because this is up on the edge of the Congo. In fact, about half his tribe is in the Congo. You know that that's not a friendly place to go. In northern Zambia and the Congo, believers have been murdered. They've been chased out with spears and machetes. So Alex and I are going into harm's way in this coming summer. And we will stand there. And if God wants us alive, no man can kill us. But it is nothing short of incredibly dangerous up there. So,
what type of protection are they offering you?
I'm sorry, say again?
What type of protection are they offering you?
Oh, I don't know if there will be any. In fact, I don't know that I need any. Again, if God wants me alive, no man can kill me. If God says this is your time, no man can save me. So, so you know, I'm going with the full armor of God, I guess is what I'm going to say. And Alex as well. Alex has risked his life many, many times. He has brought two imams, Muslim imams, to faith.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there. I'm not going to allow Satan to frighten me off on this one.
Amen.
It's not going to happen.
Jay, is there a website where people can go to read more about this?
You know what? This is not... Yeah. Go to Zambia Messianic Fellowship. Just Google that and look for Alex Yalanga. You will see his website there. We haven't publicized a lot of this, Ethel, because it is so sensitive. And I know it's going to go out over the airwaves, and that's
Hello.
Good. But... It is so we are in the infant stages of these two tribes really walking with God. So, you know, we ask for more prayer than anything, you know, and if people would like to contribute to Zambia Messianic Fellowship and what's being done there, they can find out how to do that on the website. I'm not fishing around for money. The Lord will provide, but I am fishing for prayer. I will boldly ask for prayer.
Absolutely. Do you have an idea of when this trip to the Congo is going to happen?
Well, it's going to be northern Zambia, southern Congo. And probably most of what's going to happen will be in northern Zambia, but it's if you can picture Somalia, that's kind of what we're dealing with on that particular border. It's going to happen sometime after Pesach this year. I'm trying to nail down the dates, but I've got blocked out on my calendar the middle of May through the middle of June. So as soon as the rainy season's over and it starts drying up a little bit so we can actually use the roads, that's when we're going to go.
And I expect you'll be keeping in touch with me so I can report to the listeners what's happening.
Well, I can put you on my email list. What I do is I keep a daily journal of what's happening, what's going on, what the Lord is doing, the challenges we face, together with a fair number of pictures, and I will send a daily update to people who are on that particular list, and yes, I will include you.
Great. I look forward to hearing all about it, and I will definitely be keeping you in my prayers.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Before we end our time together, I wondered if you could tell the listeners a little bit about your books. I understand you've written some publications.
Well, you know what? I've done a lot of writing. I haven't done a lot of publishing.
Alrighty then.
yeah. And I'm, you know, sort of looking for ways to get things published. I've done a defense of the faith where I had not an argument, but a conversation electronically with a prominent Christian leader here in the Denver area, and it turned into what I've called a book called Defending the Faith, and it's about 200 pages of defense, and it takes basically the things that have been attacked. You know, we've all been attacked by the church, not necessarily with a lot of anger, but they don't understand. They don't get why we do Saturday and not Sunday. They don't get why we eat kosher. They don't get much of what we do and the underpinnings. And so I had a discussion with this guy, and it's electronic still, and I've sent it out to a bunch of people, and if I can send it to you if you like, and then you can forward it. But it's an exhaustive defense of three or four of the big issues that the church always kind of gets wrong a little bit. There's that. Some other things I call another thing listening, and it's a little assemblage of proverbs and psalms that the Lord has given me over a few years, and then I wrote them all down, and so I've kept them. And there's three or four other little things. A Haggadah, I put in a Haggadah that because I had so many different versions, and I just couldn't make any one of them work. I decided just to do my own. So I did a Haggadah, and I did another little book called The Passover Prophecy, talking about how some things that people have not considered in Passover that really make Yeshua jump out.
Mm. Are any of these available on Amazon?
Sadly, not yet. What I can do, I'm a writer, not a publisher, so I don't get how to make the next step happen. If one of your listeners does, well, boy, would I appreciate that. But I've got it in electronic, and I can send that stuff to you if you want to find a way to get it to people.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, one thing I did one time was I just went over to one of the places, like an Office Max, and I had them print out something I had written and bind it and put a plastic sheet on the front and like a cardboard piece on the bottom, and at least it looked kind of professional, even though it wasn't officially published.
Well, that's kind of what I did with my Haggadah and my Passover prophecy book. I do a number of Passovers every year for churches normally. I'll do four or five a year. I'm happy to do so because it really wakes them up.
Well, that's great.
When they see Yeshua. And so, yeah, that's what I do. I just get several hundred printed every year. Right. I just give them away.
Yeah, I look forward to reading some of your stuff. Wow. Well, I am so thankful that you took time out of your busy schedule to talk with me today, and I definitely want to talk with you when you come back from Zambia also, if that's something that you would be willing to do.
Oh, my goodness. I love telling people about what God's doing in Africa.
Oh, well, I'm so excited for the opportunities, and I pray that God meets all of your needs and that he provides you with his divine protection. Angels be all around you, and I'm really excited for what God is doing and thankful that you are open to his leading. And so thank you so much for your service to him and for being my guest today on Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, it's my high honor. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we'll talk soon, my friend.
That would be delightful. Thank you.
Sure. Shalom for now.
Shalom.
And that was my interview with Jay Ledbetter. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. You know, folks, I've been on the air for over 21 years now, and I am so excited to bring you great interviews and great messianic music. I know some of you are listening to this program for the first time, and maybe you'd like to know how you can help me stay on the air. If you go to bagelsandblessings.com, you'll see a button that says donate, and you can simply click it and donate any amount through PayPal, and it would certainly help me out. I am always hoping each year that enough funds are there so that I can continue to broadcast. And that's the big miracle, folks. 21 years plus, and still the funds have always been there. So a great shout out to all of my sponsors and to my friends and all my supporters. And again, if you'd like to help me, go to bagelsandblessings.com and click on the donate button. Help me stay on the air. And that would be just swell, as some people like me still say. Well, all right, we have time for some more music right now. So how about if I play something from Joshua Aaron? I think you're going to like this one. It's called You Are Holy.
lifting holy hands and worship. No, we will not bow down to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. You are holy, holy. Like you, you are holy, holy. There is no one else like you, Lord. Thank you.
Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. His people, the sheep of his pasture, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. La 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 la. Line, 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 line.
That was Greg Silverman, but now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yager Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.